So let's start our morning with coming to the body and seeing into a very subtle body, a very soft body. A relaxed mind, but a focused mind. Before we start our session, try to rejoice because this place is a very blessed place. I became even more blessed because most of the people in Ishita, living in pure morality, took me the vows of pure morality. And it even will change your energy in the place. It starts even more to flourish. And if you didn't took yourself precepts, still try to rejoice in others' efforts. It's like feeling happiness in your heart, because it's only going to bring happiness and success to them. And more love and compassion into the world. How wonderful. And having this opportunity to develop myself is so difficult to find. Just when you look under the humans, how many have the opportunity finding these conditions for developing the minds? Working with the Buddha nature. Very difficult to find. And very easily lost. So let's take the essence and not to waste it, even for 1 second. But with this opportunity, we can gain the highest happiness, and not only for ourselves, but for all living beings, by becoming yourself like a Buddha. So may today become very beneficial for the benefit of all living beings, by developing yourself, becoming a proper guide, just like the Buddha, for all of them. Now this motivation, we start with the breath, the movement of the breath within the body. Try to sink more into the breath. Three conditions Feel how it brings you to a more deeper level of relaxation of the body and the mind. But don't relax the focus. Then move towards your abdomen for stability. And keep checking these three conditions. One time, breathe a little bit more out. Breathe more out. Yes. And the in-breath, receive it. Try to let it sink more deeper into your body. Try to sink into your abdomen. And then we move towards the entrance of the nostrils, the doors of the nose. Not three conditions, but four conditions to check. Be mindful that you don't find yourself in a cycle of hopes and fears, looking around for happiness and suppressing suffering. Just sink into it as it is right now. And in the second condition, 100% concentrated, check that the body, the mind doesn't become tense. And is it a more deeper in-breath that you make the body more straight? Also the head? Keep checking these conditions. See that the body is relaxed. And then this thought, may I be happy, be well and happy. And take your time to stretch the legs. So you can stay at the entrance of the nostrils or the spot under the nose. Try to generate a strong focus. And gently we move towards the mind. The tradition is with the eyes open, but feel what feels comfortable for you. So on the mind itself, not attending with the eyes open to any visual objects, but try to attend to simply mental experiences that arise within the space of the mind. A mental event like a thought, a feeling, a memory. Of course, also within the space of the mind has a sound. Like shape, color, but not what you directly perceive with the senses. Purely mental experiences. And don't look for anything, just open yourself. Whatever arises, just watch the show. can generate a thought to arise from the space of the mind, and also it will disappear in the space of the mind. If you want to find the location, let the mind rest in non-duality. Don't go in the dualistic mind, the critical mind. So don't get upset when you don't get it, you don't understand, and just go back to the entrance of the nostrils or the spot under the nose. If you feel again, you try. Now try to focus in, into the awareness itself, between the thoughts. Even between the feelings, the memories. Inner bond itself. Into the awareness itself, into its own nature. And then utterly release, not just in the space in front of you, but in all directions, your awareness, without holding on to anything. And again, focus right upon, into itself, into the awareness itself. And again release your awareness into space, and not only the space in front of you, but the space in all directions. Just utterly let go. And then once again, focus your awareness right in upon itself. The experience of awareness only. And that's the knowing of knowing. The knowing of the presence of awareness. No shape, no color, no location, no size. Sustaining the flow of awareness, the experience of awareness only. So when you stay at your concentration point at the entrance of the nostrils, no, bring your concentration on the mind. And there's a question. Do you have the experience of being someone who's observing? Do you have the sense of the observer who is aware of consciousness? Observe very closely. Do you have the sense of someone being in here? Are you the observer? So if you have a feeling that you're the observer, what are your characteristics? Look very closely. If you do identify a sense of being someone in here, do you have a location? Are you in the head? Or maybe above it or behind it? The observer. Do you have a size? Are you small or big like space? And do you have a shape? Who do you think you are as the observer? How do you appear to yourself? to let go of this meditation without any activity of mind, or try to be present. And we dedicate the present merit of this session. It has a very deep cause for us to gain the highest realization. The realization of full enlightenment for the benefit of all living beings. And then be able to, in the footsteps of the Buddha, for the benefit of all living beings. So take your time to finish the session here. So these questions are very common within the Mahamudra tradition. Yeah. So you have to discover your own question. Sorry, discover your own answer. The teacher is not going to give you the answer. Yeah. Because when the teacher gives you an answer, yeah, you have some idea, and you cling on to it, and you miss the experience. It's about getting the experience yourself. Yeah. No one else can give you this. Yeah? It becomes more difficult to get the experience when a teacher would give you the answers. Yeah?